coming back to your usual haunts after the holidays can be a bit challenging sometimes. You're suddenly surrounded by people you haven't seen in ages, and it can be really lovely. But you might be looking forward to some social interactions a bit less than others, especially if you're in high school, where those situations can be quite daunting and you're mostly stuck there too. Bullying in particular is the peak of that situation, I guess. I'd love to hear from you what might have helped defuse a bullying situation that you've witnessed or experienced. And, you know, I know that those can run the gamut from the mildly annoying to the truly awful. But if there's a way that that's been defused that you've seen, where people have managed to talk each other out of it, that would be really interesting to hear about today in the context of our interview. Matt Purcell has found himself in this situation back in the day, and he ended up going back to school, founding a program called Social Kung Fu, which teaches verbal self-defense to high school students. So there's a bit to unpack there. Matt, welcome to Life Matters.
Thanks for having me.
What was it like for you when it came to going back to school time when you were a kid?
Well, around the time when I first went to school, I had a really big life change and alteration. My parents split up when I was going into kindergarten, and I'm adopted from South Korea, so there was already a lot. I knew that I was different from even physical appearance. My mum and dad look very, they're Caucasian and I'm Korean, and I grew up in Newcastle, so it's a little regional town. And kids really focused on the difference, how I look different to everyone else. So I was picked on for how I looked, and I was picked on for my height. I was bullied from that first year that my parents split up. So it was a very challenging time. So going to school, was a very anxious time. It was a paralyzing time. And for a lot of students I've mentored across Australia, it's a very nervous time going back to school, the thought of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, what made you think I want to go back into this environment that was pretty awful at times and help other people in it?
Yeah, there's nothing more paralyzing than trying to work through the scenarios that you're going to face and not having a framework or any training to be able to combat it. You have your two natural responses, you know, you have avoidance or you have aggression, you know, and the two, if you focus on both of them, doing one is avoidance, hoping that they don't see you, so you're invisible. That's not a way you should live life and how you accomplish your dreams. And matching the level of disrespect isn't very good too. So you feel trapped. And usually I diverted to the avoidance part. I just hope that these people didn't see me.
Well, it's really interesting because we're already getting texts saying, well, when I got a bit older in the bullying situation, I got bigger and I beat him to a pulp. So there's that aggression response, which can seem like a solution at the time. And your dad enrolled you in self-defense classes as a kid. What did you learn from that?
Yeah, so my parents split up, my mother moved to a very busy highway, and I got off the bus at this very particular bus stop. And for weeks, these several year six kids, and I was in year one at the time, thought it would be fun to push me around and punch me and a whole bunch of stuff. And I was a typical superhero, like aspiring kid, didn't want to tell mum anything that was going on. So I copped it. And it wasn't until they started put me in whiz bins on that busy highway that I told my mum found out I stank really bad. And she was very concerned. So my father and mother were like, what do we do? This is awful. He's so little. So let's put him into some karate lessons. And what I quickly found was when these kids would put me in bins and would punch me, and I started using these physical self-defense training, like punching and blocking, I'd get in massive trouble for it. I was in trouble with, you know, a lot of the P's. I call them the three P's, like the parents, the principal, you know, and you guess it, the police. Mm. So that fighting it physically is like a last resort. If you're in self-defense, if it's for life or death situations, for sure. But I found that was the only code, like I said before, when you don't have anything to lean back on, you lean on these two things. And now I had karate in my corner, And that was the only thing I knew as a year one kid to diffuse conflict or to deal with uncomfortable situations.
Well, I'm intrigued, yeah. Matt Purcell, by this focus on verbal self-defense. What does it actually mean if you're not looking at matching the aggressive tone of your attacker? What does it involve?
So I believe our words create worlds. And research has shown that most common form of abuse today isn't kicks or punches anymore. It's actually words. It's actually verbal abuse. So the question I've been asking for years is, if words can damage somebody, and even like reputation, damage your reputation, I've seen kids have to move schools because of rumors and gossip and cyberbullying now, what is equivalent to a verbal block or verbal punch? And there's no training in Australia, there's none in our curriculum system to be able to teach students how to deal with these verbal attacks. I mean, I'm talking about from racism to gossip and rumors and lies. I'm talking about what do we do to diffuse that? Well, social kung fu, verbal self-defense, is about being able to question anything that comes, any claims, and to be able to understand with words, what does the person need and what do they mean? They're the two things that we want to derive from what's being said to us, because anyone can say anything about anyone. Someone could say, I stole your wallet, or you're this, or you're that. But we know in court and a whole bunch of other evidence scenarios, you need proof for those things. And children and young adults, even young adults and young people, aren't taught the frameworks to be able to go, okay, I can block this. I can say something. I can be empowered to do something when I'm being targeted verbally.
I'm really intrigued about how that would work in practice, because if someone, you know, wants to put you in a wheelie bin and dominate you, then how do you block that? If that's what they need and what they mean is, I don't like you, you know, what would be a role play that you might do? Because I know you do role plays with your students where you use words to counter what's going on there.
Yeah, so, I mean, things escalate. I mean, that particular situation is unfortunate. I was outnumbered, and it's very hard to be able to combat and in any situation when you're 7-on-1. But there are frameworks we teach. So there is, in our module one, which is our white belt, we have we borrow from the analogy. We use Kung Fu as an analogy from white belt to black belt. And our first belt is to ask questions of anything that's said to you that is about you, or a fact that's sent to you, or a claim that's sent to you. So we have these combos. So one of them is a jab cross hook, which is a jab is a question. What do you mean by that? So instead of reacting with aggression of, I didn't do that, or feeling like you've acting as if you've done something wrong, asking a question diverts the energy back to the opponent or to that person to think, to give you clarification. So if someone goes, Matt, you're an idiot, my jab would be, what do you mean by that? So it's on them to tell me about that. The second combination or the punch would be, well, how do you know? Give me some examples. Or they might respond with, maybe that one jab might make them confused. But I was like, give me some examples. Give me some proof of how I'm an idiot. Like, does that? I want to know.
So you're basically becoming a journalist in that moment.
A journalist, a philosopher, a lawyer. It's about gathering evidence and truth and then hearing them out. So and then pushing about the hook is, how do you know that's true? Like, have you got any personal experience from this? Because people are, you know, we've got to go back to we're trying to teach students and people, all people, to actually check the sources that you're pulling answers from. You're giving answers based on what source, like an Instagram post, like from someone you don't know, or a friend, or not even a friend that said something. Anyone can say, and everyone's an easy target, we say.
Well,
anyone
really,
can be targeted.
Yeah, it sounds, from reading the resources on your website, it sounds like they're targeted in a really egalitarian way, you know, at people who might be victims and at people who might be perpetrators, whether or not they realise it. Is that a part of the thinking behind it, that you want kids to be aware of when they might be hurting other people too?
That's right. That's exactly right. So question seems to be, to me, one of the, I mean, the most fundamental things of all truth and of all, even figuring out anything about our identity is asking these questions. So asking questions back to the accuser, asking questions of yourself as someone who, you know, maybe I've done something wrong. It's trying to, well, this promotes cognitive thinking and objective thinking, which is really important for this particular age bracket, being adolescent.
Yeah, we're speaking with Matt Purcell, who's the founder of a program called Social Kung Fu, and he deals with adolescents all the time. He helps high school students hone their communication skills and think about their verbal interactions in really different ways. Matt, I understand compliments are part of it too. Tell me how that works, because that seems very counterintuitive to me.
Yeah, so like in all martial art formats, there's defense and offense. Right, there's a way to protect yourself and others, and also if you have to go on the offense, this is what you need to do. And compliments is actually, it seems like a bit of a juxtaposition, but it's actually an offensive thing in our course. It's going out on the front foot and trying to, and giving some framework to say, this is how you take a compliment and this is how you give a compliment. And one of the principles we teach about compliments is a lot of people really get awkward about getting a compliment. Someone might compliment you about how smart you are, or how pretty you look today, or how talented you are. And if you're on the receiving end of that, it's really awkward, because sometimes a lot of people I've discovered, they don't know if they should say thank you because they feel like they're arrogant or too over the top. So in our module on compliments, we teach, okay, if you're going to give a compliment, there's layers to what you can compliment. And you should do it not in a transactional way, in the sense that some people can use compliments to manipulate. Mm. So I'm going to say something nice about you with something, expecting something in return. That's not how we compliment. We want to be able to give a free gift. So compliments is about giving gifts and receiving gifts, just like it's Christmas time. So I want to gift you something with my words. I think you're really smart, and there's layers to that. So there's the obvious layers of your appearance, then it gets deep into your interests, then to your achievements, then your past and your character.
So and, Matt, yeah. I just need to know, is that something you would use in a conflict situation where someone was verbally attacking you, or is that more a background to your interactions with people you know at school?
Oh, this can be applied to a lot of things. I think it can be applied if you, like in all martial art formats, you got to be not so formulaic over time. There's a Japanese phrase called mushin, which means empty of mind. So you do a lot of training, and in the moment, you just want to be focused. Your training will come out. And compliments can be used as a defense mechanism. So if someone insults you, you can kill them with kindness. You say, you're not a bad guy. I know you're not a bad guy. But what you're doing right now, I know that's you're better than that.
And smarter.
That's a smarter way to do it. Or if I'm receiving a compliment, it's instead of rejecting the giver with like saying, oh, nah, don't, that's not true, I'm not very smart. Or I'm not true, I'm not that talented. Receive the gift. If you were at a birthday party and someone gave you a gift and you said, nah, I don't want to seem like this, you're rejecting the giver. So say these phrases, say thank you. You know, I really appreciate that. Wow, tell me a little bit more about it. I'm interested to know more. And that respects the giver, and that makes a connection.
Yeah, that connection seems to be key in a lot of the things that you talk about with Social Kung Fu, Matt Purcell. Just as we finish up, I'm wondering if the techniques that you're teaching kids are also designed to help them work out when it's time to go and seek some help, to talk to someone in authority if things are getting out of hand and they can't deal with it with their own communication skills.
Mm. Yeah, I think the old African proverb is, you know, it takes a tribe, you know, to raise a child. And I think with what I'm trying to promote is social kung fu, is that there are particular, like you wouldn't go to your friend to ask for, you shouldn't go to your friend to ask for a surgery advice. You know, do I need surgery in my knee because it's sore? Because they don't have the credentials for that. So it's looking at people with relationships, how deep is the relationship? Because the deeper the relationship, the more safer you can feel to open up. But also within that relationship, if you're a 15-year-old, that 15-year-old only has 15 years experience just like you do.
Mm.
So you do have to swallow your pride and get rid of this notion of this coolness factor. Our parents are dumb, or our parents are disconnected from reality, where in reality, they're your greatest resource.
Yeah, parents and teachers and other people who can help you.
Parents, teachers, counsellors, yeah.
Yes. Matt Purcell, it's a really interesting topic. Thanks so much for joining us just to dip a little toe in today on Life Matters. Matt Purcell, founder of a program called Social Kung Fu, Verbal Communication.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.